Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time to talk audio-described theatre now, and with a bit of a look ahead to what's on. We've got some touring productions, some you've heard of, some you may not have heard of. We head to London. Toby Davey is there from Vocalise. Hello, Toby.
Good afternoon, Alan.
And how are we?
Not too bad. Off to see a show tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right, what are you off to see?
Richard III at the Almeida Theatre with Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, right.
Vanessa Redgrave.
Is this an RSC?
No.
No.
I think it's, from what I can remember, it's an Almeida production.
Okay. Awesome. Couple of big names in there.
And some serious stuff as well.
Absolutely. Serious stuff on a Friday. Some Shakespeare Friday. We're going to look at some productions, Toby, which Vocalise is involved in with the audio description. And we're going to start, first of all, with Unreachable at the Royal Court Theatre in London.
Yes, and the audio described performance is on Saturday, August 6th at 2:30 p.m. Touch Talk 1 p.m. Tickets from £12, and the box office is 02075655000. This is by writer and director Anthony Nielsen, who returns to the Royal Court with a comedy, really more than a play, which has been created in the rehearsal room. It centres around the making of a film called Children of Ashes. And it gives us, I suppose, sort of behind-the-camera view of the complex relationships between the cast and crew and Max, played by Matt Smith, who's the film director, who's on a quest to find the perfect light. It's had really good reviews, and I'm going to go and see it. So, yes, another one I'm looking forward to.
Another one. Yes. You're spending all your time in the theatre, Toby.
I know.
Suffer for your art, that's what it is, isn't it? Okay, let's move on to Shepherd Theatre, where you've got No Man's Land.
Yes, and the audio described performance is on Thursday, the 11th of August at 7:45 p.m. Tickets are from £19, and the box office is 0114-249-6000. It's a wonderful play, and it's a hit on Broadway, and it stars Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, and it focuses around two men, they're aging writers called Hurst and Spooner, and they meet at the Hampstead pub, get they drunk, and continue drinking into the night at Hurst's stately home nearby. And it gets their conversation goes into all sorts of various areas and forms into sort of power games and all sorts of things. But it's the evening's sort of given a slight little bit of a turn as two strange young men return home. It's one of Howard Pinter's comedic masterpieces, and a great opportunity to see two great stars on the stage. I've seen Ian McKellen in a production, but I've never seen Patrick Stewart on stage.
I've seen them both acting together in two performances. One going back a few years now when it was Hamlet.
Oh yes, I saw that. Yes.
With David Tennant.
Yes,
they were great in that, and I saw them again. I think it was in Edinburgh this time. It was Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart in Waiting for Godot.
Oh, yes, they did do that, yeah.
Indeed. Brilliant actors together.
Yeah, no, great opportunity to see two great stars.
That'll
be
a good one. Okay, next we've got Jesus Christ Superstar. That's at Regent's Park Open Air Theatre in London.
Yep, and the audio described performance is on Saturday the 20th of August at 2:15 p.m. Touch Tour at 1:15 p.m. Tickets from £25, and the box office is 0844-826-4242. Did you know it's 45 years since Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical first hit the stage?
Wow.
I know. And it returns to London in a powerful new production. I've never seen it on stage. I've seen the film many, many, many times, and it is a great... great production, and it'd be interesting to see how they're going to put sort of bits of the film onto the stage, but in the wonderful settings of Regent's Park Open Air Theatre as well.
Let's hope the weather's kind.
Yes, indeed.
Sitting with your headphones on for the audio description in the rain. But good one to go and see, though, I have to say. Okay, we're moving indoors once again to the St James Theatre in London, and we have Exposure, the musical.
Yeah, this is a new musical, and the audio described performance is on Saturday, the 27th of August at 2:30 p.m. There will be a touch tour time to be confirmed. Tickets from £15, and the box office is 0844-264-2140. Exposure, the musical, is it's a new musical which weaves a contemporary score around a witty portrayal of the price of fame. And it's about a young photographer called Jimmy Tucker who faces the biggest and most exciting challenge of his life when a stranger commissions him to both find and shoot the seven deadly sins alive and kicking in modern London. Things happen because he has to do it in one night, and things happen overnight. And he sort of realises that there's more to things than money. And it's a new musical, and it's the second audio described performance at the St James Theatre. It's for people who want to see a good new musical with an interesting story, that should be a good one to go and see.
Indeed, sounds good. We've got time for one more. I think we'll have a bit of a classic, though, this time, until we're off to the York Theatre Royal, and we've got Sherlock Holmes, The Hound of the Baskervilles.
Indeed. And there's two audio described performances on Saturday, the 27th of August, at 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Touch tours at 1:30 and 6:30 p.m. Tickets from £5 to £14.50. And the box office number is 01904-623-568. This is classic Sherlock Holmes. A foggy Dartmoor estate. Sir Charles Baskerville is found dead with suspicious paw prints near to his body. and it's one of, can Holmes and Watson solve a mystery before somebody else comes to a grisly end? So, yeah, classic, sort of real wonderful stuff to go and see.
I think that would be a good one. I'd like to go and see that on stage. I think the first time I saw it was going back a bit now, and this was a rerun, just to point this out, when it was Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce, I think it was, that played Dr. Watson at the time.
Wow.
You know, the old black and white Sherlock Holmes, and I thought that was a fantastic story.
Oh, that's like, I mean, I've read the book, and it's just wonderful. And you know, how they're going to put Dartmoor onto the stage, I'm not quite sure, but
the misty moor
and the hound.
Yeah, should be good. Time, Toby. So, if anyone would like to learn more about vocalised audio described performances, how did you go about getting the details?
If people have access to the internet, they can always visit our website at vocalise.co.uk, and vocalise is VOCALEYES. If people have access to Twitter and Facebook, they can always follow us on Twitter and share their experiences of audio description through our Facebook page as well. But if people don't have access to the internet, they can always give us a call in the office on 020-7375-1043, and we can sign them up to our audio, braille and large print newsletter.
Fantastic. Toby, enjoy your performance tonight at the theatre. And thank you for speaking with us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.